Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Nora.
How you doing?
I'm great.
This is
I Need It This.
Girl, so I'm excited about this topic today because I feel like God is doing something new in my heart.
Okay.
With love. Like he's shedding, like the Bible says he sheds his love abroad in our heart. So It's like this, I have this visual of like him just like pouring his love out. Mm. And like I'm just like totally in that space of like feeling that and wanting. Like, just wanting to share that emotion and that feeling.
I love it. First of all, can I tell you that I love your outfit?
Thank you.
You're looking beautiful. I like the blue. It's popping. So, yeah, I think this is a great topic. You're actually wearing what I would see as love. Aww. So,
well, I think, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think love is bold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's creative and it's diverse.
It is.
Because it's something like you can't relate to every one of your children the same way. So it's like love is literally like it's different for every person.
Like, very true.
They're the love languages, right?
That's very true.
So there's different languages of love. There's different types of love.
The love of my life.
The love of my life.
Yeah, it is.
So that's what we're talking about today.
Well, we're definitely having a very dynamic kind of talk with love because there's different types of love.
Yes.
And I also think, you know, whatever your experience is as a listener, an experience with love definitely kind of gives you a lane of how you feel about it. Mm. So when we talk about love, some people may be like, oh, I don't want to talk about that because it may have been like the experience with love. Yeah. Or someone may have some really good experience and they're like, yeah, let's talk about that. Like, I want to yell from the mountaintop, you know.
So I want to challenge you all to get in a safe space, to light a candle.
Okay.
Right?
Turn
like,
off the
like
lights.
Get some flowers. Go. Even like a walk can be like create a loving space.
I am with that.
Yes.
That's
too.
Love. Yes. I think that when you create an environment for love, love has no other choice but to grow.
Oh, that's so good. You like know, that's you're preaching already. Are we 1 minute into the podcast?
But that's the so
you have
you
to create
started,
an environment.
You cultivated the environment. You said candle.
Yeah.
You use like all these things.
Yes.
It's like love is like I live here.
Listen.
You know, I think when you cultivate the environment, love has no other opportunity but to grow.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's some things that can choke out love.
So I'm reading this book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
So talk about, we needed to like get these book clubs with Nora because Nora is always reading a book. And I think that
I would
your
love, that.
Love for
Yo,
book,
if y'all would like a book club, please let us know.
I'm here for it.
Okay.
I want a book club.
So The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry talks about, I think it's like in the first couple chapters, but it just talks about how there's a pace to love and how like Jesus wasn't like rushed. I think I'm doing the Bible plan too at the same time.
Okay.
But like Jesus wasn't like rushing about in the earth. Like going to get stuff done. Like he wasn't hurried. He wasn't busy.
That's good.
But like he had the time to slow down for the woman with the issue of blood when she touched the hem of his garment. Like some of us would have been like, excuse me, why are you touching me? Or they would have kept going. You know what I'm saying?
And she never got what she needed.
Right. And never acknowledged what happened. But the pace of love, he slowed down and like talked to her and connected with her.
That's
and
so
said,
true.
Your faith has made you whole.
That's so true. Like the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very, love is curious.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to take, like you said, time.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Like, let me ask you these questions. And then the answers you give me, I want to take time and walk you through that. Like love is walking through issues with people. Even issues people don't even know they have.
Listen.
Like at the moment at the well, didn't know that someone that love was there.
Yeah.
That love is going to sit there and take the time to walk her through her, her history.
And sometimes I feel like we don't take time for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, can we start there? Or taking time for God. Like, loving God and loving ourselves is, like, I believe that's the foundation for every other love relationship that you can possibly have.
Yeah, because it's actually, I feel, and I was talking about it in my personal life, I feel like when I feel loved, I got love to give. When I feel depleted, I don't have anything to give. It's kind of like when people say, when people are dating and they're saying it's a, what do they say? They say there's a, you know, with men, there's like this shortage of men. In comparison to women and all of these things. But when you understand that there's more than enough love to go around, you're not competing for love. You're like, love is for me. The love that's for me, there's a love that's assigned to me. I don't have to compete with nobody to get it. I don't have to compete with nobody to keep it. And so understanding God's love, how it flows, is like, it's enough. Mm. So it's enough for me to be able to take this love that God's giving me and be able to distribute it to the people that, you know, God assigns to my life. Mm. I think that when we miss the downpour of God's love, we are depleted because we don't have nothing to give them because we don't have nothing inside of us to give.
And that's the environment. That's the posture. So when I create an environment and I'm sitting in a posture to receive God's love and to receive love, because really God, he's the ultimate, God is love.
Yeah.
He's the source of all love. So when I'm in a posture to receive his love, then I can extend that environment, extend that posture, extend that emotion and the spirit of love towards others.
And even though we believe that people are not deserving of love, like, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it too early?
No, it's okay. Not too early. We good. We there.
So how do you work with people who you don't think is deserving of love? Like, I know we work with people in the community-based, like, we're community-based people. So when you feel like, do you ever feel like there's people who's not deserving? Or have you ever felt like there were people who were undeserving?
Yes. But, like, the truth is none of us are deserving
That's
of love.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, because we're all flawed. Yeah. We're all jacked up. We all do some dirty stuff.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, we've all done things that we're not proud of.
Yeah.
Like, let's be clear.
Yes.
Who's perfect?
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. Okay. So, except Jesus.
Yeah.
But guess what Jesus did?
Yeah.
Like, he chose to love us.
Yeah.
In spite of our flaws, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the joy. So he saw joy in me.
Yeah.
He saw joy in you.
Yes.
He saw joy in the one that I don't think is worthy of love. Right? So if I'm undeserving too. So
yeah,
who am
the same
I?
Boat.
Right. So stay humble.
Yeah. Stay humble.
Be humble.
Yeah.
Because I'm not worthy either.
Yeah.
None of us are.
That's so true.
So, and sometimes I do struggle with this. Mm-hmm. Like, I struggle with loving somebody that I feel like is not reciprocating and showing me that love.
Yeah.
But what God is showing me is that, you know, forgiveness gives the other person permission to become something new.
That's so good.
It gives them permission to grow.
That's a word. That's a quote. Yeah. Forgiveness what?
It gives people permission to become something new.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's
because if you don't forgive them, you're locking them in the past of who they were.
And you're freezing them into that place. That's so good. It's like, I'm going to give you a new start.
Yeah.
Even if it's not with me. Yeah. You know, I think that's the part of love.
That's good.
Love, I find, I had to learn this, and it wasn't necessarily like this, but I don't like to trap people in my love.
Mm.
Meaning my loyalty, your loyalty to me doesn't mean I don't have to trap you into it. Mm. So what it means is, like, if you love me, you love me. I don't feel, if I know that you love me, no matter what happens, right? I just feel like love is a way where I don't have to trick you into loving me. I ain't got to give you ultimatums to love
me.
I don't even like when we watch movies and people give people an ultimatum to love them, but not love you freely.
Right.
Like, I want you to freely love me.
Right.
I want you to love me because you love me, not because we got this history. I don't want you to love me because of this. I want you to love me because you want to love me.
Listen.
I don't want that kind of love where they're choosing, they're not even choosing. They're obligated to love me. And it's going to feel like a relationship of obligation.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that kind of burden
with
anybody.
Relationship.
It is. And I don't want that kind of burden. I don't want that kind of burden with people. Because they talk about the only thing you owe people is what? It's the love, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want to have a burden. I don't want you to feel burdened to love me. Like, I feel like when we get into talking about, if we talk about love in a way of a romance way, the way that this culture is, and I think, I don't want to just say this culture, it's happened before, but there's some way of, like, there's magazine articles that's teaching you how you can trick a man to love you. How can you get a man to love you? There's 20, witchcraft, 20 ways to love a man. Put a nickel underneath his pillow. Make him dinner every night. All these things are conditional.
Right.
And they're not the kind of love that God is explaining that we should express with one another, because it's like, these things, you're either tricking them, which is witchcraft, you're tricking them into love, you're tricking them into a way of, like, oh, I'll do this, and then when I get them, I'm going to be this way. Like, I'll wear this mask.
Mm.
And love doesn't work that way.
No.
Love is really enduring. I've made a decision to love you, and I'm going to love you through this. Now, there's exits. That's freedom.
Yeah.
But see, this is what free will is.
That's
and if we look at it from the eyes of God, God has given us free will because he loves us.
Yeah.
He's like, look, Noah, I love you so much that even if you choose not to love me, I'm going to always love you.
Oh my.
I'm gonna, even if you decide not to choose me, I'm gonna always choose you. And that's free will. And so we have to learn how to exercise that with people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not holding you captive. If you choose to love me today, that's great. I'll express in this moment. You can choose not to love me tomorrow, but let me tell you, like, I'm not trapping you here. Yeah. And so I think when we learn how to love people in a free will, and that makes you appreciate it, because you know what? They have decided to love you.
For sure.
Not out of obligation, but it's freely. Yeah. You know, it's different. It's the different.
Choice. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. And like, that takes God. Mm. Like, that literally takes the power of God.
Yeah.
To like, even... to keep you in a place of softness and to keep you in a place where you're able to give and to serve. Because love is giving, right?
Yeah.
To serve and to love and to pour out and to, like, be present. You know what I mean? Like, to do all the things that love does.
Yeah.
Right? It literally takes the power and the spirit of God to show up and love every day.
Yeah.
Especially when it's, like, when it feels unfair.
Yeah.
You know, when love feels unfair.
Yeah.
It takes God to say, no, it takes strength.
Yeah.
To say, I'm going to keep loving.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep moving.
Like, yes.
And then it takes vision.
Yeah.
Because you got to see beyond what you see.
That's true. Because love sees something we don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes love is seeing what we don't naturally see.
Yeah.
It's like loving your kids. Yeah. Like, sometimes them kids can feel unlovable. Listen. Okay. Let's be real. Okay. They do some things that's just like, and just like we do things that feels unlovable. But, and that takes the redeeming power of love. So love is a force.
Yeah.
Because love can literally break through those disappointments. It can break through these frustrations and then be like, listen, but at the core of this is love.
Love covers a multitude of sins. Mm. So it's like, no matter what you've done, like even when you were talking about Hosea earlier.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you've done, no matter how you shown up, you know what I'm saying? Dirty, ugly. There's a scripture in Ezekiel 16. I love this scripture because I feel like it's my life. But, like, God found this baby, and the baby is this umbilical cord was uncut.
Yes, I love that. I love that scripture.
It's such a beautiful scripture. If you, like, read it if you haven't.
It is beautiful.
But she was unwashed, and basically, he found this orphan and cleaned her up.
Like, I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And put a crown on her head.
Yes.
And silk clothes, and gave her all the beautiful things, you know what I mean? And then she went out and, like, played the harlot and did a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But it was, like, how God saw her, even in her blood. Like, even in, you know, when no one else wanted her.
Yeah.
I think it was Jerusalem. It was representing Jerusalem. So when no one else wanted Jerusalem at that time, you know, he still chose her.
And told her to live. I think,
Told her to live.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Told her to live. And it's like, this is the life that I have for you. And it's like, whether you choose to live in a way that it's the expectations. I think sometimes we love expectations. We love because we're like, when you say love has a vision, but sometimes we have our own expectations of how we want that person to receive our love in a sense.
Right.
Like, when they get my love, I want them to do this.
Yes.
When they get my love, and that doesn't necessarily go that way. Mm-hmm. And so love has to be able to endure. And it's like, I give you my love. Mm-hmm. I'm obeying whatever God wants me to do. Like, love your neighbors like you love yourself.
Right.
And I tell some, I'm honest, like, I don't want people loving me if they don't love themselves.
Yeah.
Because then you're loving me how you love yourself.
Yeah.
And that shows up. Some people don't love themselves.
Listen.
And so when they love me, they're loving me like they love themselves.
For sure.
And it's
that's so true.
It's like, oh, they don't love themselves.
And sometimes, like, you literally have to take, if you have issues in your relationships and in your love life and you're seeing it, like, consistently, like, sometimes you have to take a step back and look at how you love yourself.
Yeah.
And say, like, what am I doing on a consistent, on a daily basis to show love to myself?
Yeah.
Am I taking care of myself? Am I taking care of my mind?
Yeah.
And my thoughts? So there was a time not that long ago, I literally, someone gave me the advice. They were like, sometimes I just take time to think.
Mm.
So I don't have, you know, any agenda or think about any, like, I don't have no pen and paper. I just, like, sit there and think.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, let me try that. My thoughts were so negative. It was so crazy. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what if this happens? It was literally, because I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to sit here and think.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, my thoughts are so terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't realize it until I, like, sat there and thought. And all I could think about was negative things and worrying.
It's like changing your filter.
Yeah.
It's like a filter.
So I had to, like, say, okay, what is that? I had to pray about it. Yeah. But really, like, start to be intentional about these thoughts. Where are these thoughts coming from? Yeah. And start to weed out those thoughts.
That's so and good. And
start to be intentional about creating a safe space for my dreams to flourish and to live instead of being chased down and shut down immediately. As soon as an idea comes, it's negative. Yeah. Come and kill it away. Yeah. You know, so... I feel like loving myself first started in my mind, and then now it's spreading to my spirit and my body. I'm starting to feel it more, like, with people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And even people that are maybe not that loving, you know, but even to see myself as an extension of God's love. Yeah. And to see myself as, like, okay, I'm capable of loving them because God loved me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So let me just, all I have to do is just direct the love that he's already poured on me.
Yeah.
If I'm abiding in his love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let me direct that love. Let me receive it and just allow it to overflow.
That's beautiful, because I used to wonder why God would give me hard people. Mm. I'm like, God, they don't love nobody. They don't like them. They're not likable. Man. Why do they always come to me or come for me?
My God.
And so I'm always in these environments. Sometimes I can pinpoint when I go places. Like, God got me in a place, and I see the person. I'm like, this is why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, they're mean and they're hateful, and I don't want to be in relationship. And then God used me in a certain way where, through his obedience, because there have been times where I failed a test. Mm. And I would tell you, the test I failed is because I'm giving them the energy they gave me. Mm. You mean to me, I'm going to be mean to you. Yeah. But knowing that my heart is pure and God has given me love to give to them, because I have more than enough love to give, I'm not withholding from them. And so when I started to abide and be obedient to God and be like, just love them.
Yeah.
Because you got it. You ain't got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
It's like, you got all the love you need. You ain't got nothing to lose. Just love them.
It's almost like you lose when you match their energy.
Oh, yeah, you do. Because it's not natural.
It doesn't feel right. It's like, oh, man, now I feel bad.
Now I'm stupid to your level, to your energy. If I'm up here in God's level, I have to lower myself to give you what you're giving me. But if I'm up here, and I have to realize, like, actually, don't play small. Yeah. Like, just love them from the place of where God has you.
And that comes from a place of loving God and trusting him, knowing that, okay, God, you're going to work this out. You're going to work in their heart. And maybe you can use my love to change their heart.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're going to, like the Bible says, vengeance is mine. So maybe he's going to repay.
Yeah.
But however it works out, I know it's going to work for my good.
Yeah, because, you know, it don't feel good to live it in a hateful way. I know, because it's not natural for me. Yeah. So I could be in my feelings, but I'm going to get over it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's certain things and moments that God has had me walk in love. And I'm like, that's just not who I am. And when I sit in anger longer than I should, I've learned that I'm not walking out in the loving way that God has me. Like, naturally, I can go on a silent trip with my husband.
Yeah.
But I know that hurts me more than it hurts him.
For sure.
I mean, it may hurt him temporarily, but it really hurts me, because I really don't want to be
like
in this space.
Like, we all be missing appointments.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, wait, we were supposed to do that.
Yeah, you want to watch that show?
Oh, you want to eat? Oh, you didn't cook?
Oh, we going to watch the show that he's going to... You know, it's just, it's unnatural.
Yeah, for sure.
And so sometimes, depending on where people are in trauma or what happened with love and how they grew up with rejection, because rejection sometimes, it actually hinders people from receiving love. Because they've sat in rejection from people who should have loved them. And so it's like, this person should have loved me and they didn't. So I'm going to reject everything that looks like love. You know, because you're not going to get me. Like, I've been got before.
Yeah.
And so...
That's fear.
It's fear. You deal with people who are fearful of love.
Yeah.
It's like, what if they love me? What if they leave me?
Yeah.
And so I think that's a actual fear of a lot of people, is that if they give me love and they take their ball back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to love me and then you're going to take your ball back. So I'm not even going to go through that disappointment again, because I've known what that felt like. And so that's a hard place.
And that's but the word of God says perfect love casts out fear.
All fear.
Because fear has torment. Yeah. And that's why it's such a terrible place to live from.
Yeah.
Because when you're living from a place of fear, you really can't receive love.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally being tormented. You're literally being tortured.
Yes. And love is such a force.
Yeah.
And that's so good that you said that. Because being tortured and tormented is not of God.
Yeah.
That's hell, actually.
Yeah,
so
is.
You're living a living hell.
Listen,
on earth.
But love has the power. And like you said, it's a force. It has the power to dispel all that and to soothe all of it.
Yes. And it has the power to remove that if we allow it. It's like, okay, I'm just going to...
Absolutely.
You know, and so it is a surrendering with love. It's a trust. You got to trust people to love them. Even though you can't love people... without fully trusting them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like they don't deserve the forgiveness, but I can forgive them. Yeah. I'm not necessarily asking them to do, you know, I'm not inviting them back in my space.
Right. I can love with boundaries.
That's it. Loving with boundaries. I can love you, but you will not have access to me like you've had before. Yeah. And I think that's cool because I think denying love sometimes is limiting because it's unnatural.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to stop loving you.
So give me an example. Like, what does that look like as far as loving with boundaries? Like, how would you, you know, have you ever experienced that or do you know anyone? Can you, like, share any examples you can think of as far as, like, showing love but still having boundaries? Because I feel like I struggle with that. Because for me, I'm so, like, intense, I think. Like, where
with
it's
your
like,
love?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, I'm either, like, all in or not, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, sometimes it's hard for me to be all in and to really love and, like, express love to somebody fully without, like, and still have boundaries and, like, hold back. Because sometimes I feel like I'm holding back if I have boundaries.
If you have boundaries. I think boundaries just put things in this place. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this. I don't think people don't love me because they don't call me.
Mm, yeah.
I don't have expectations. I don't measure people's love based off what they do. Sometimes people do. You don't love me because you don't call me. You don't love me because you don't do this, you don't do that. So I think with boundaries, I understand where people are. Mm. I understand, yo, this girl got like 6 kids. She's busy.
Right.
And what the lie would say is she not answering your calls because she don't love you.
Right.
Or he not doing this because he don't love you.
Right, right.
And so boundaries allow you to place the truth in the right place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, for instance, if you think something of me is really questioned, you would say, Ashley's love, though. Mm. Like, I consider people's love. Like, even when the enemy trying to say, you know, they ain't doing this because they... Nah, but I know their heart. Mm. And I know their love for me.
Yeah,
so the enemy
can't
get over on me or on people because I know their heart. And the enemy would try to use those things to make you question people that you love.
For sure.
So boundaries help you put that in place. For me, and I'll use a real-life example, I guess it's like, you know, for me, it shows up in friendships and in my marriage. But it's like, you know, boundaries is like, if you love me... That's why the Bible says, I'm sorry, like, if you love me, you're what? Keep my commandments.
Keep my commandments, yeah.
Love has consideration.
Respect my boundaries, yeah.
So I need a consideration in my marriage. I love you, but you show me that you love me when you consider me.
Yes.
You can't tell me you love me when you don't consider me.
Yes.
That's a sign of, and I say consideration is a form of love. Mm-hmm. It's like, I do this because I love you. I may not necessarily want to do it. Like, I may not want to buy this, or I may not want to participate in this, but because it matters to you, I'm going to consider you and I'm going to love you. And so how it shows up in my life is, you know, just the boundaries. Like, the boundaries is like, okay, well, I know that this person loves me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, this is my expectation for them.
For sure.
I don't have expectations over and beyond what they can give me. So in my mind, I'm not going to overextend my expectation
for
them.
I like that. So setting expectations that allow them to be free to who they are.
Yeah, because they're gonna constantly disappoint you if you don't.
Okay.
And then the enemy uses that as a lie, like they don't love you because they don't. Like I think we talked about this before, comparison with social media stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he bought his girl flowers.
Yeah.
I wish my husband bought me flowers. And it's like he don't consider me
because
you compare. Mm-hmm. But it's like look at their blueprint. Mm-hmm. Now, what part of their blueprint have showed you that they had that capability when you met them, right? So if they never had that capability, not to say that people can't grow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I always, like, when I talk to people and they're like, well, such and such don't do this.
Yeah.
Well, where in your relationship have he done that before?
Right.
Because it's one thing if somebody did it before and
they stopped
doing it.
Right.
But has he ever done that?
Right.
And they'd be like, no. Okay. So he's operating in who he is.
Yeah.
You just had expectations.
Yeah.
And so what boundaries do say, I've fully recognize who you are.
Mm.
And even if you decide to change, that's fine. I'm going to give you room to grow.
Mm.
But I fully recognize that this is not your thing.
Mm.
I started buying my own self flowers. Because nothing my husband didn't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just wasn't in his mind or his blueprint.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to think, like, when is he? It's not like he did it to impress me when we were dating.
Because
that's the time when you really be pulling out all the tricks out the bag. So if he didn't do it then, when he was trying to impress me, it's just not in his mind to do it.
And what I'm finding is that the more that I romance myself and love myself, I'm learning what I like.
Yeah.
And then also I'm learning how to love other people and how to romance my husband, you know, like how to show my kids, you know, how what love looks like.
And you brought me sunflowers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my favorite flowers, right?
Oh,
but that's
what
I treat myself to. It's like, oh, I love sunflowers. Like, would I want, like, I wanted my husband to do it, but guess what? I'm capable.
You are capable, but it's like living in a place of love is literally like being intentional about showing love wherever you are, wherever you go. You know, if it's, if I'm going to my mom's house, I'm coming here.
Yeah.
If I am with my husband or my children, like, how can I show love today?
Yeah.
And for me, that it starts with connecting to the vine, right?
Yeah.
So in the mornings, like, okay, Lord, how do you want me to prioritize this day?
Yeah.
How do you want me to show up today in love? How do you want me to show your love to my husband or to my children or to my family, my friends? Like, how do you want me to show up?
Yeah.
How do you want me to show love?
Yeah.
And that might look like service. So you got the love languages, right?
Yeah.
So you got the acts of service.
Yeah.
You got giving. You know, sometimes it's giving something.
Yeah.
And really, honestly, as you said, is literally just consideration.
Yeah.
Just considering that other person. Speaking well of them. Oh, I like how you did this.
Yeah.
Oh, let's connect today. And, you know, one thing that I was realizing is that sometimes we can overthink how we love people and how they receive our love. But literally, sometimes, like, when we see an issue or when I see you struggling with something or, you know, a problem, that's an opportunity for love.
Yeah.
Like, that's an opportunity for me to show up and say, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I see you struggling with this. Let me help you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let me take the kids and go to Walmart. You know?
Yeah.
So it's literally an opportunity instead of saying, oh, look at you. You struggling. You know what I'm saying? Now it's
like,
the opportunity for me to be like, hey, let me love.
That's what God does when he sees our weakness. He's like, oh. Let me take that. Let me give that weakness. Because if you give it to, like, in your moment of weakness,
man,
it's your intersection for love. It's like, oh, now that I'm weak, I can get some love.
Strong.
Like, I'm strong. Like, that's my opportunity to come in and exchange it. And I was telling you, like, even with me, like, I was having a hard time with my daughter. I had a hard day at work. And then Krista was, you know, doing Krista. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so exhausted. I'm tired. I'm telling my husband, like, she really did something today. Like, she really showed off today. And in that moment, I knew I needed something. In my moment, I'm like, I need, because first of all, I love her enough to not have to be, you know, disciplining her in my anger.
Yeah.
And then I love myself enough to not want to feel with the remorse of disciplining her in the anger.
Right.
And so then my husband loved me enough to say, I'll take her.
Yeah.
You go do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And so love shows up in a way where all of this core thing is just love taking turns.
Literally.
Like, I'm gonna do this, you gonna do this, do this. It's like love is
taking,
a consideration.
It's receiving,
it is.
Giving.
It's like, now I do this. Now I can show up for my family because I'm refreshed. I can cook happy. I can, when he got back home, I had dinner cooked because I had a moment of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all I need, I didn't need much. But the moment that I did have gave me enough time to go in, and I felt like that was consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't, consideration is like icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I love you, and I can say I love you, and you know I love you. But when I consider it, when I consider you, then you really know. It's like my outward expression that I love you.
So what would you say to someone who is in a place that feels loveless, and it feels like they don't have anyone around them that, like, on a consistent basis that is showing, they might love them, but they just don't show them love. Or maybe that person doesn't know how to love.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just feel like they're in a loveless place and they're trying to love, but they're not really experiencing that type of life where they get love a lot.
Yeah.
What would you say to that person? What would you say? What should they do?
Man, I definitely, prayer is always going to be my worship is always a place because there's an exchange, but in a humanity place where worship,
both, you know, definitely the worship is big, right?
Yeah, worship is an exchange. Like I feel seen, because really, what love is saying, I know you love me, but I want to see it in action, because we know God is there, we just don't see Him. Love is the same way. Love is here, but I need to see it. I need to see the manifestation of love. And so sometimes that's why the doing makes sense. The consideration makes sense is because I could tell you I love you all day, but if you don't do anything to show me that you love me, that I don't know you're there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like love.
Yeah.
So what I would say is
it's
worship.
Like action.
Yeah, it's worship, but it's also knowing what moves you. Like, what do you love? Like, knowing what you love, like, introduce that. And if you're with somebody who's that, introduce them to your love language. Yeah, invite them in to you what you love. Yeah. Sometimes, like, some things I just enjoy that my husband don't, but I invite him in that space. Yeah. I'm like, you got to see, like, let me show you this. Let me show you that. Let me show you this poem. Let me show you this. And he'll send me stuff like, this is what he loves. He's like, well, I may not necessarily like the things that he loves, but because he's inviting me in it, I can sit in something that he loves. And when you're living in a, when you feel like you're in a loveless place, what you're not doing is like you feel like you're in it alone.
Yeah.
Invite people to that space.
Yeah.
So even if it's not the person that you want to, you need to be able to invite someone in it who will sit there with you that you don't feel like. Because love just wants to be seen. Love is like, I feel it, but please somebody be a vessel because I can't. That's why Jesus came.
Yeah.
God can tell you he loved you all day. But listen, God so loved the world that he
gave
his
only.
He had to send a manifestation of love. Yeah. So it's not enough to say, I love you. Yeah. God said, okay, I've been telling you this for years that I love y'all. I've been seeing prophets to tell you that I love you. Yeah. But now I got to show you that I love you. So now I got to use a vessel,
my God,
which is Jesus, to show you that I love you. And that's what love is. Love, that's why we don't, you can tell me you love me all day. That's why it's something inside of us to say, yeah, you love me, but show me. Yeah. And so when you're living in a loveless place, you need to send a manifestation of love.
Yeah.
And so you have to start somewhere. You may not necessarily get it from the person that you want to get it from, but please start seeing a manifestation of love somewhere else.
And maybe that could look like loving yourself.
Yes.
But also, there's something powerful about loving other people that causes you to feel love. Like even like holding the door for somebody.
I know, isn't it crazy?
Or volunteering at a senior citizen home.
Yes.
Or, you know, doing something nice for somebody that doesn't have anybody. Like, even the Bible talks about true religion is visiting the orphans and the widows. Yes. So, the fatherless and the widow.
Yeah.
But, like, just demonstrating love makes you a portal for God's love to show up.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
It's like, they know there's a God.
Yeah.
And they know that there's love. Yeah. But until you, God said, that's why we do these things, you're doing this to him. Because it's like, we need to see it.
Yes.
It's like, show me.
Yeah.
That's why when Jesus washed the disciples' feet,
this is
a demonstration. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't, that's why I don't believe people, then they say they love you, but they don't show it.
Mm.
There's no consideration. Mm-hmm. You have no consideration, and the consideration is a beneficial part of love. And it's like a, I don't want to say a symptom, but it's one of the things that show up as a fruit of love. It's like, yeah, you love me, but I need you to show me.
I need to see.
I need to see something. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about loving in general ourselves first, what is the fruit of you loving Nora? Like, what comes about when you love yourself?
Mm. That's a good question. I like that question. The fruit of Nora loving Nora is confidence.
Yeah.
Which manifests as faith in God.
I love it.
Faith in other people.
Yeah.
Faith in life, like that more is possible. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah. So me loving me, I think as a result, like I become like a tree. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Like planting. A tree planted by the rivers of the water. So it's like, I have fruit to share.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because fruit, like literally, if you have a mango seed and a mango, and you just put it in the earth, like it'll naturally just produce and sprout into a tree. So sometimes like you'll see, you know, mangoes fall from the tree and then like they leave the seed, they'll leave the rotten fruit there as fertilizer for the tree.
That's so crazy.
So it's, so it's literally like, my fruit is, I can, like, even the Bible talks about a seed has to die first, right?
Yes, yes.
And then as the seed dies, then the life can come forth.
That's so true.
So even as I die to myself and as I love myself and sacrifice and say, okay, no, I'm going to try to eat better. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to love. I'm going to spend, I know I got more work to do, but let me spend some time with my kids.
Yeah.
Or let me, you know, go to Bible study or, you know, just do the things that I know that are in alignment with what God has planned for me. As I do those things, I'm seeing the fruit because I'm seeing my goals being realized. I'm seeing the people around me being fed.
Yes.
Right. But even more so, I become that, like that tree where others can eat of my fruit.
Man, you just did a whole word. That's why we should be able to pour into ourselves, because that's the fruit, the manifestation of you pouring into yourself.
And that actually reminded me of something you said earlier. As far as, just being in that place where you feel depleted and where you feel loveless.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you have to, before you get there, like, if you're there now, like, you need to get to a place now. where you can receive or give or talk to somebody. Yeah. If it's a therapist, they got hotlines.
They do. But you got resources.
You have to, because you don't want to get to the place where you hurt yourself or someone else.
That's very true.
Because you don't feel that love. Because it's a source of life.
Yeah, it is.
Love is a source of life. Like, originally, Adam and Eve, like, even when husband and wife come together, it's literally we procreate through love, right?
We create fruit.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big piece, is that we don't understand how powerful love is. Mm. Like, we think love is just something where I can just get it if I need it, if I want it. It's just an option. But we're here because of love. Okay. And so we have to understand the power of love is that not just that it's just optional. Yeah. It's mandatory.
That's so big.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so big, because we literally can go through life without loving anybody.
Yeah.
Like, we can literally, like, wake up in the morning, get dressed, brush your teeth, like, go to work. You don't love nobody all day at work. Yeah. Like, all about me.
Yeah.
You know, get dinner, go to bed. Okay, good night.
Your life has no purpose. Like, love gives you purpose. Like, if you're hopeless, check your love meter, because love actually gives you purpose. It's like, I don't necessarily feel loved. But if I love somebody else and they reciprocate, it's like a chain reaction. Yes. It keeps growing. And so love gives you hope. When you don't have no love, people don't have hope. And so I think that's why we need to love.
And that's 1 Corinthians 13.
Oh, yeah.
Love believes all things. See? Love hopes all things, right? Love bears all things.
Yes. So I think that's the big piece. I think that's we covered so much about love. Yeah. Love is love cure things too.
It's so many songs written about love.
It is. Like, I feel like nobody wants to hear me karaoke, but love is such
I'm definitely like down for karaoke night.
Let's
like,
do it
ASAP.
Cause me and Nora did a Can We Talk karaoke before, but we won't mention. but love is powerful, and so I'm glad we had this conversation.
I am too. Like, literally could keep going, but we not gonna hold y'all. So, but I appreciate you. I appreciate your love as a friend, and I'm just grateful for God's love.
I am too. Like, I'm really so grateful for our friendship and our love. Yeah. It definitely helps me when I forget to love.
And we love you guys. Like, connect with us on social media, on Instagram, on YouTube, Facebook. We are on Facebook.
Yes.
At I Needed This Pod. Just connect with us and let us know how you're feeling. We definitely want to build more community in the future. So just reach out. Let us know how you're doing. We love you. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. And this is another episode of I Needed This.
Bye.
Bye.